From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Three Israeli teenagers found dead in the West Bank have been buried at a ceremony attended by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's vowing to take reprisals against the Palestinian organization Hamas, which he blames for the deaths of the three boys. Hamas denies any culpability in the teenagers' disappearance. Israel launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip following the recovery of the boys' bodies. Journalist and activist Ben White says the death of the boys has inflamed Israeli public opinion.
The Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is hearing calls from members of his own cabinet and from the Israeli public for revenge, but also is balancing that up against certainly a desire not to sort of initiate a larger scale escalation.
Palestinian lawmaker Mustafa Barghouti is critical of the Israeli government's response.
The Israeli army or the government could not provide any single proof of the responsibility of anybody for this death. But if we talk about the overall cause of the death, whether we are talking about the death of Palestinians or Israelis, it is definitely the continuation of military occupation.
A big court ruling in Europe. The European Court of Human Rights has upheld a French law that bans Muslim women from wearing a full face veil. From FSN's Europe desk in Brussels, Jack Parrock has more.
The case was originally brought to the European Court of Human Rights in 2011 by a 24-year-old woman who says wearing the niqab is part of her religious freedom. But the case has been dismissed by the court in Strasbourg, and there is now no possibility to appeal. France imposed the ban on full face veils in 2010 under Conservative President Nicolas Sarkozy as an affront to French secular values, and it will now remain imposed on the 2,000 women who wear the niqab there.
The former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, was detained for questioning on Tuesday over alleged influence peddling. It's an unprecedented legal move against a former French head of state. He was questioned by magistrates near Paris. Iraq's new parliament ended its first session in disarray. Lawmakers failed to make any progress choosing the country's new leadership. The president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Massoud Barzani, told the BBC he's planning to hold a referendum on independence later this year. FSN's Ollie Barrett is on special assignment in Erbil in Iraqi Kurdistan.
Clashes continue between Iraqi government forces and IS or ISIS militants across swathes of the north and west of the country. Here in Kurdistan, the situation is much more stable, and that is one of the reasons why the Kurds are getting stronger and stronger in their calls and their posturing around the idea of independence.
The United Nations estimates nearly 2,500 people have been killed in the last 3 weeks of fighting in Iraq. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Police in Britain say they may launch fresh legal proceedings against disgraced children's entertainer Rolf Harris after his conviction on 12 charges of indecent assault. Scotland Yard says a number of additional women have come forward in the aftermath of the court's verdict, and their claims are now being reviewed by police. Peter Wunless, the chief executive of Britain's National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, says calls to its helpline have increased dramatically in the hours since Rolf Harris's conviction.
In the last 24 hours or so, contacts to that helpline are up by about a third. Not specifically about Rolf Harris, though a few people have mentioned him, but I think there is a genuine desire now and an increased confidence to speak up and speak out about sexual assault.
And Rolf Harris will be sentenced on Friday. The president of Uruguay is accusing soccer's world governing body FIFA of imposing fascist sanctions on Luis Suarez, the player who was banned after biting an Italian during a World Cup match. FSN Espanol's Andrea Arenas reports.
The 79-year-old Uruguayan president harshly criticized FIFA officials as he received the Uruguayan team home from Brazil at Montevideo Airport. He admitted that Suarez deserved to be disciplined, but said his suspension was too harsh. They could have punished him, but not with fascist sanctions, added President Mujica, defending Luis Suarez, who has been banned twice in the past for biting other players. The Uruguay Football Federation has already informed FIFA that it will appeal against Suarez's ban. Player Luis Suarez has since apologized to Italian player Giorgio Chiellini via Twitter, who replied by saying that all is forgotten and that he hopes FIFA reduces his ban. Andrea Arenas, Washington.
For more news, listen to FSN Reports at featurestory.com or on Stitcher. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.